from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
I have wonderful, wonderful news for you all, because I know that you're all on board for this, and I am glad to know that is the case. Major League Baseball has decided at the AAA level that the automated ABS, the automatic ball strike system, will be utilized full time starting in the end of this month through the rest of the MILB season. This is at the AAA level. The league sent a memo to minor league club directors yesterday, announcing that on June 25th, all AAA games will use the ABS challenge system full time. Up until the 25th, the system has been used for half of the week. Now the full ABS will be used for the remainder of the games. Is this a step towards the ABS making its way to the MLB system? Fingers crossed, I hope so. And I hope so because of the fact that there is now a number of, and I follow a few of them on Twitter or X, whatever you prefer. There are folks who are now grading out umpires, and the numbers are like real, real bad. Let me give you an example. One of the accounts that I follow on X is an account that is called Umpire Auditor. You can follow this account on X at Umpire Auditor. It basically takes a look at the balls and strikes called by umpires, and it calls them. It also looks at other plays that have happened. Now, I'm not going to play the audio from it because I haven't had the time to check it and audit it yet and edit it as necessary. So I don't know if maybe we picked up a hot mic coach because the coach was very heated. But in a game between the Dodgers and the Rockies, not terribly long ago, like yesterday, we are in the ninth inning. And in the ninth inning, the LA Dodgers are at the dish. The Colorado Rockies are up by a run. There are two outs at this point in the game. One more out and the ball game is over. Teoscar Hernandez is at the dish for the Dodgers. A pitch is thrown. That pitch is check swung on by Teoscar Hernandez. If you'd like to know approximately how this played out, I just posted two screenshots of it on our Twitter account. Teoscar Hernandez swings so far around on a 100 mile an hour heater that was about, 9 inches above the zone, that Hernandez is shoulders are squared to third base. Squared to third base. Squared to third base. The catcher points over at the first base umpire. The first base umpire says, no swing. That check swing would have ended the game. Should have ended the game, as it was indeed a strike. The umpire does not call it a strike. He rules it a safe checked swing. And Teoscar Hernandez, with two runners on, would then drive a home run out to right field on the very next pitch. And the Dodgers would take a two-run lead over the Colorado Rockies and then go on to win the game 11-9. He's not the only one. In a game between the Giants and the Cubs, Manny Gonzalez was behind the plate and missed, according to umpire auditor, not 5 calls, not 10 calls, not 20 calls, 27 calls were missed by that umpire. Umpire auditor had him at 27. Umpire scorecard had him at 26 and a plus 1.19 run expectancy created by the umpire.
How many did he get right?
It doesn't matter.
I want both sides of the story.
According to umpire scorecards, he had an overall accuracy of 87%, a relative accuracy of 5% below expected, an overall favor of plus 1.19 runs for the Chicago Cubs.
What's the average amount of calls that are right per umpire per game?
Per umpire, the expected accuracy is around 93%, 94%. His was at 87%.
So if that's the average, so generally they do pretty well, sounds like. But you want them to be 100%.
As close to it as I can get, yes.
Okay.
Because I believe that the outcome, I always say the outcome of the game, realistically what I should say, and what I will say from this point forward, is that the outcome of every individual play, whether it's a pitch or a snap or a tip or a shot or a drive or whatever, the outcome of every individual play should be determined by the players and by no one else. The outcome of any athletic play should be determined by the athlete, not an umpire, not a referee, not a coach, not a fan, no one else. And I am under no disillusion.
So there should be no penalties, no nothing.
No regulation. If a pitch is a ball, it should be a ball. If a pitch is a strike, it should be a strike. Those are
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
aren't subjective things. We have a strike zone. We know what the strike zone is.
Will this, will these robo umps be able to tell if some really got tagged or not?
That's what instant replay is for.
Well, okay. So a human has to that.
Sit in front of it. There is okay. No debate.
All right,
you
right.
Put a guy.
How accurate that is.
You put a guy in front of a 72-inch big screen HD TV with a super slow-mo camera, and you will get that right 99.9999% of the time, which is, and this is true, higher than 93% of the time. When a basketball player drives into the lane, and I have said many times, the hardest game to robo-ump will be basketball, okay? It just will be. That's going to be the hardest one to do. Is it impossible? I doubt it. There's some super smart boys out there that can figure it out. I'm not one of them, but I'm talking about baseball for right now. In baseball, a ball is a ball and a strike is a strike, and never the twain shall meet. It's either a ball or it's a strike. And we have the opportunity because, again, we know that they have it in AAA ball. They would not do this if not every stadium was equipped with equipment that is proved to work and work well with a remarkably high accuracy rate. I'm not asking you to take umpires off of the field. You can still have a guy out there behind the plate that can do their funky little strikeout dances whenever there's a K. What I'm saying is we have a way.
Look more like you're doing truffle shot.
I mean, whatever. You ever seen Angel Hernandez? He just kind of raises his arm in the air and then does a strike. Just do the strikeout call.
He don't work there no more.
No, he don't. He don't go to this school. Thankfully, he gone. Major League Baseball is implementing the ABS challenge system at the AAA level for the remainder of the year. Now, Rob Manfred has already said it is going to be at least another season before the league makes that change. And my question is, and this is as eloquently as I can phrase it, Rob, from one Rob to another, why? I'm not even asking you to implement it this year. I'm saying put it in play next year, because this is now the 1 billionth game this season that we have seen. By the way, I just gave you two from last night. There were like 8 games yesterday.
Do the players want this?
As far as I know, it's a pretty healthy split towards players that do and players that don't.
Shouldn't that matter?
No!
Why shouldn't that matter?
It should not. I'll tell you why. Because everybody who's a pitcher or bad hitter doesn't want it, and everybody who's a good batter does. So you are, by having it or not having it, it has advantages based on who's pitching and who is umpiring. There's, by the way, that was the check swing that wasn't a swing, even though it absolutely and totally was. There's the next pitch that Teoscar Hernandez took it out to right center, and the Dodgers took the lead for no good reason.
I don't know. His hands were out in front more to make it more of a check swing.
The hands crossed the hip. The shoulders were squared to third. That's a check swing.
I wasn't looking at his hips, so I'll just have to pick your word.
Trust me on this. That's a swing. Trust me on this.
Yeah, it wasn't called one. So
if we have the tech to make that stop happening, if we have the tech to make balls balls and strikes strikes and get them accurate to even 2% higher than the umpires, we should do it.
I don't understand how it would regulate a check swing. I don't
because you can put it.
I can get the strikes and balls, and I mean that's easy to do. But
here's why: it's very simple because the umpire's watching in real time and make a subjective decision, and subjective decisions are not only up to obviously your eyeballs, which we know for a fact fool you a lot of the time, trick you a lot of the time. But on top of that, they are subjective to and variables include emotional responses to what's happening in the game. How many referees in the NBA do you think have called or not called fouls? Not because they had an intent to change the game, but because the crowd's really hype and everybody's into it. And it's this big emotional moment. And they go, that's an offensive foul, because the hype is there, or vice versa.
I'm going to make a prediction that when the robo umps are installed, that you will say the robo ump was wrong at least 30, 40 times a year.
Here's what I will say.
The calibration was incorrect. And because of that, the robo ump is not wrong. It's just the man, the human being that programmed it was human.
And yet, even if that was true, the robo umps will still have have a bona fide, measurable, empirically provable heightened rate of performance over human umpires. That's just a fact of life.
By what percentage? I don't know. That hasn't been completely
implemented. If it was by 1%, it's an upgrade. If it's by 1%, it is an improvement by definition. But I would say by 7%, 8%, every play on a diamond, on a court, on a field, on a pitch, on whatever surface we play whatever game on, every single play that happens should have its outcome determined by, solely by, only by the athletes, not the umpires, not the referees. And that's just how it should be.
And you said half the athletes don't.
I don't care.
So, but you just, okay. All right.
I don't care.
I'm confused.
Half the athletes don't want it because it benefits them.
That's your opinion.
It should not. It is not my opinion that an umpire having too wide of a strike zone benefits pitchers and too narrow of a strike zone benefits hitters. That's not an opinion. That's a fact.
You did say that, Shane.
Yes, I did say balls on the radio.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.